And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo Colby Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I can't bring myself to say anything other right now than Acid Drop. Acid Drop, Tony, from the album The Drop Zone, and a track called Last Man Standing. That rocked.
Nice.
And I believe they'll be at Rebellion. They'll be at Rebellion Festival, which is this weekend. Hence me bunging that in right at the start. And good luck to everyone who goes to Rebellion Festival this year, bands and audience alike. I won't be there. I'm doing silly things here. And it's always going to be the way now, because the festival's always going to coincide with stuff that I'm doing. So I doubt very much I'll ever get there again, or not for the foreseeable future. But anyway, there you go, too bad. Acid Drop, my friend. I already can't remember. I think they're from Leeds. I think I've got the information here, actually. Have I? No. They're from somewhere in the north. My apologies, Acid Drop, that I can't remember, other than knowing you're from somewhere in the north. Thank you very much for sending me this CD. I'm sticking with Leeds.
Okay.
I'm sticking with Leeds. You're listening to the Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
What is the MySpace page for Acid Drop?
MySpace.com/AcidDrop?
It is. It's Tony 1, poorly being the internet nil. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 tracks on this album, Tony. Get hold of it. Very, very good album. Kind of thing. Classic punky, I like to think. But then we have got a bit of a classic punky song lineup this week for the you know what we should have done? I should have got a little sound clip of this is the dawning of a new era, because this is the start of the next 5 years of Punky, isn't it?
It is. Show one.
That's right. It's show one of the new era. We've done 5 years somehow. We've managed it, and I've enjoyed for at least four of those years. Your MySpace comments, of course, we haven't had any this week. So, but I do think MySpace is pretty much shut down, other than bands, isn't it? It just seems
to be. I
think
so, yeah.
It's become an industry site. If you are still on MySpace, do visit myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave us a MySpace comment. It just seems a little bit more. I know that bands are finding out ways to be on Facebook and all that, but Facebook's just so much more clumsy, isn't it?
It is for that, yeah.
More bands.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's great for... I'm sorry, I'll let you talk.
It's hard for... I think it's not as easy to sort of abandon pages and things like that and invite friends and have your music on there. It's MySpace was very easy to get all that done very quickly, and it works well. Facebook, nightmare.
Well, Facebook is very good for interpersonal stuff. That Facebook was set up for university kids to talk to each other about what they were going to do that night.
Yeah.
MySpace was set up pretty much with bands in mind, wasn't it? Well, certainly they got onto it very, very quickly.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. So, yeah, so if you are still on MySpace, do visit our page, the Punky Radio page. You do get the 3-minute warning of the show each week on there, which we don't post anywhere else. So it's worth going there just for that, really. Right, Tone, have you got anything you want to say at the start of this bit? Because I haven't. I've got two things down here. I've got MySpace and randomness. MySpace that I've got written down here, as discussed, we haven't got anything to tell you about on MySpace this week. Randomness, I can tell you that coming up in the show, you will be hearing about the unmitigated disaster I had on Saturday, but how I got around it. I may need to change the names of the people involved, including myself, in the story.
Oh, right, okay.
But I did get home. I don't really want to give you any more information on that right now, but I did get home. Have you got anything that you might be telling us about later on the show, other than what you normally do?
Not massively, no. As I mentioned last week, I've just had quite a boring week, just quite a lot of work involved. So, not got a great deal to report, unfortunately.
Well, thanks for that, Tony. You really do keep the content of the show going.
Yeah.
Right. In that case, then, we'll get on with the next track this week. I'm pleased about this. You might remember that I went to see a band called The Vickers. And while I was there, I interviewed both The Vickers and the great man that is PJ from Dirty Water Records, who almost single-handedly seems to keep the British garage scene afloat. Anyway, one of the bands they were on with was a band called The Revellians, who I didn't get the chance to see. But we did meet and kind of keep in touch with, etc., etc. And they added me on MySpace, and added Punky on MySpace, because they still use it, of course. Anyway, nothing really happened, didn't hear from me in a while, and then I got an email from them last week saying, we've got a new single out, would you consider playing it? I said, I certainly would, The Revellians. So that's exactly what we're about to do, Tony. What I want to know is, what is The Revellians' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRevellians.
It is. And interestingly, it's the same as Rebellion, but with the B replaced by a V, and we've just mentioned the Rebellion Festival. So it would seem perfectly apt that I'd accidentally put this band on in second place. Pretty pleased with myself. I'm saying they're called the Revellians. At first glance, I did almost think the I was the other side of the L's, and I was going to call them the Reveillon, which would sound rather French. I mean, they might want to be called the Revel Lions. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, this is the Revellians. That's what I'm going with, and this is Size.
I feel a crowd.
Rebellions, Tony.
Nice.
That is a happy bit of 60s-inspired garage punk there, and does remind me that I have just booked to go to a secret festival somewhere in Italy, or it's on Rirons, first week of October, called Prickly Pea Bowls. I'm afraid I can't tell you any more than that right now, but it's very, very exciting.
Oh, nice.
I may tell you more about it close to the time, I don't know, but I'm very excited that I've just booked for it, especially as realistically, I may not have any money from next week until the end of time. But I'll explain more about that in a little while. I have managed to pile a load. I do this every summer. I pile all the same stuff on my head and then something bad happens. I'm starting to think end of July, start of August, is just not a good time for me.
Right.
But anyway, we'll see. You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do.
Well, at least that works.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for all your comments so far this month. It's new month, 2nd of August today, so if you haven't...
Oh, that's a point. Yeah, well, I haven't done it yet.
No, I haven't either. So we'll vote, but can you vote as well, please? Easy way to do that, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish. You can read them out. Thank you for all your votes so far this year. Please get your votes in for August. Yeah, we were number one in music last month. I think I checked on the last day and we're about 29th overall, so your vote does help. You don't need many votes to get us higher in the top 50 of Podcast Alley, so thank you. And here's top 4 for this week. We're not getting many comments through, so I've got 4. Miho! Voting for Miho Wada. She's bloody amazing. Miho. From Pascalns. Pascalns. Or Pascalnsd.
Right. I wonder what that's all about then.
Don't know. There you go.
Might just be a fan. Might Maybe. Be a fix.
Happy 5th birthday. Congrats on reaching your 5th year. It seems like only yesterday I started doing terrible things to society's duvets, but it only went up from there. Thanks for all the great shows today, and here's to another 5 years, not shows. Scott Jakubik. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you very much indeed, Scott.
Nearly forgot to vote again, so here's my vote, just in time for the end of July. Long live Punky. Kind regards, Mart, patron saint.
Mart's the patron saint. I want more information about Mart. Mart, if you're on MySpace, maybe you could send us a detailed account of yourself in comment form.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But thanks for the he votes every month. Good on.
Yeah, he's a patron saint.
That's it. Yeah. Punky. Just listen to Punky already. That's from Mark. Thanks, Mark.
Was that Mark the patron saint?
That's just a Mark.
Or is that Mark the patron saint?
Yeah.
You see what I've done there? What I've done, Tony, is I've replaced the T's with K's. Just like that. So we had Mark the patron saint. And then we had Mark the patron saint.
Wow.
I know.
You're on fire.
I don't know how you managed to not just bask in my glory sometimes. Is that it then?
That's it
for podcast. Good, because I've been itching to tell you about this, Tony. You know how happy I am when we get something new sent from Verbal Warning, and they've got a new album out called Red Star Radio, and let me tell you, my friend, it is beautifully packaged. But before I go into any more detail about that, I want to read you out a text that I got last week from those lovely people at Verbal Warning's publicity department.
Okay.
Which may also be known as the Boy John. Alright, and in this case, so grab a copy of the new Big Cheese mag from WH Smiths. Very specifically WH Smiths. Okay. That's me adding that bit. Wall to Wall Verbal Warning. _ one track, a feature, and 4 out of 5 album review, _. Yippee! That's 4 out of 5 in the Big Cheese, though. Now I know Eugene from the Big Cheese, and he makes sure that no one gets a review lightly. He loves his music and he cares. So what I'm saying is that the Big Cheese rates
Red Star Radio, the new Verbal Warning album. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 11 or 12 tracks. 12 technically, because the last track is State Control of Rock and Roll Parts 1 and 2. So you do kind of get a bonus track there. Very much in the way that there was, of course, the Damned Smash It Up, Parts 1 and 2. And, you know, one of my favourite artists, Gary Glitter's classic Rock and Roll Parts 1 and 2. So there you go. I don't know which one it's inspired with. There is a version of the Proclaimers' 500 Miles on here, which is a little bit faster than the original. Although, fair play to them, they do still sing it in sort of Scottish.
Right, okay.
Now, I'm just going to get on and play it, and I'll ask you about the MySpace page afterwards. Sound like a deal?
That's cool, yeah.
This is a track from the new album, Verb Warning, Red Star Radio, Self-Pity. Stop your whining, stop your moaning, self-pity, something I don't do. It's yourself you should be blaming, don't want no more of your complaining. You're always thinking of yourself, don't want no more of your self-pity. Never a thought for anybody else. Tony, are we calling them Mansfield's finest or North Knot's finest?
Mansfield.
Right. Verbal warning. From Mansfield. What's their MySpace page, then?
MySpace.com/verbal warning?
No. Huh. MySpace.com/verbal warning punk. Tony B. Who's Tony B?
Fucking hell.
Oh, like two Vicks on Voyager. It's Paulie B and the Internet One. Tony 2. You will notice that the three tracks we've played so far, I've just noticed, are Last Man Standing, oh, that's not very positive, Size, oh dear, and now Self-Pity, which obviously is things that unwittingly I put down here, but, you know, it's all to do with my life. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I'm going to tell you about what happened on Saturday, if I may.
Okay.
I may recap to what happened late on Friday. In fact, I didn't gig on Friday night. I had the night off. And I went out down the Arena Tavern in Letchworth, one of my emerging favourite drinking holes. And I was out there with a couple of friends and we're having a few beers and everything's all right. And then I get a phone call about 11:45 from none other than Ian Cognito.
Okay.
A friend of mine, stand-up comic, who, for whatever reason, was finding himself on a train to Letchworth in a not very good mood, clearly wanting me to bail him out of something or other. I was out with friends. I said, look, I'm in the Arena Tavern. You can come and find me in there. He knows where it is. He found me in there. He wasn't in a good mood. He was leathered, you know, but he was being a pain in the arse. So after a while, we sort of left and he was walking with us. And then he kind of fell off the pace a bit and nobody noticed. And he'd only been with us half an hour and he'd gone.
All right.
And that was on Friday night.
Okay.
I don't know where he's. I've heard nothing from him since. I sent him a text saying, if you're in trouble, give us a call. So he could be... He's either somewhere in the world or dead.
Right, okay.
I'm working on the basis that Incognito is somewhere in the world. I think I would probably have heard if he'd actually gone missing. But he just hasn't been in touch. So anyway, so that happened Friday. Saturday, I was a little bit the worse for wear by the end of that night. I had a bit of a lie-in, didn't do a lot on Saturday at all. And I had to go to Bath to do Comedia, which is a big gig. Got in the car's fine. Drive down the A1, go to my favourite Gary's to get cheap petrol, 112.9 a litre, which, as I say, I'm calling that cheap petrol only because other places it's more expensive. They've kidded me into thinking that £1.13, or the best part of £1.13 for a litre of petrol is cheap. The world's gone mad, and I hate it. Filled up, £50, get going, everything's going fine, around the M25, fine. Get onto the M4, get close to Reading, look down, I just glance, I think the car's not doing, it's not responding well. It's not really picking up speed the way it should. I look at the temperature gauge, which is off the sheet, engine light comes on, I go, oh my God, what have I done here? Pile onto the hard shoulder. As I turn the engine off, the car shudders to a stop.
Oh dear.
And I think, oh, this is not good. I'm in a quandary.
Okay.
Because I'm headlining this gig in Bath. I've got to be there by 7.45 to get food. I can't be there later than 9.30 to be on stage. It's an early finish. I don't know what to do. The first thing I do is phone up the AA. They said there should be someone with you within 45 minutes. Now, it's now sort of... It's about 7 o'clock, so within 45 minutes is going to put me too late for my dinner already.
Okay.
I'm also thinking the way that breakdown works in this country is they will recover your vehicle and take it to one destination. So I've got a 50-50 choice here. I can get the car down to Bath so I can do the gig, or I can get the car sent home and cancel the gig.
Okay.
If I get the car sent home and cancel the gig, I'm going to lose the wages, which frankly I needed, and will develop a lot of bad blood, and the venue are never going to book me again, and all, because I've thrown them in the lurch on the night, because there's no way they'd get another comic down there to headline the show, and it's all that. Or I just get to Bath and wonder how I'm going to get home.
Okay.
I called my agent. She said, if there's any way you can get to Bath, do it and worry about it afterwards. At least you'll have that money. That if the worst comes to the worst, you can use that money to get the car towed home. I thought, well, that's a fair point. So I agree that I'm going to go to Bath. The AA man shows up. I say, look, I'm hoping all that's happened here is I've run out of water, which is why the engine heated up and everything. He said, well, let's try it. He put a load of water in and it came all out the bottom.
Oh, right.
That's what happened. When a water pump busts, several things happen. One of which is a head gasket can go, which has happened to me before. One of which is a cam belt can go, that's happened to me before. The alternator can go, that's happened to me before. Or possibly all of those things could go. Because when he just turned it over so we could get the thing onto the back of his truck, every single light came on that could on the dashboard, and some that I've never seen before.
Jesus.
It was terrifying. We get on the van. I decide that I'm going to go to Bath. He says it's about an hour. I ring up the venue and say I will be there by hopefully about 9:30, ready to go on stage at 9:45. So don't panic, but my car's broken down. It's being recovered. I'm on my way to Bath. Here we go. I'm calling it Bath because I would normally call it Bath. People up north call it Bath, but the people in Bath call it Bath, which is halfway between the two. So that's why I'm calling it Bath. we decide to go to Bath. We get to Bath. I've got to park. Well, I say, look, you've got to get this car into this particular car park, because it'll go in there. It's an open air car park that not only can your recovery vehicle get in to drop my car off, but someone else's recovery vehicle will be able to get in to take my car out again. He gets the ticket on the way in for the car park, unloads my car. I park it at a funny angle on purpose.
Okay.
So that it looks like it's broken down in the car park and I've had to do something about it quickly. Yeah, always thinking. Yeah. Always thinking.
Always thinking.
He drives off with the parking ticket, pays for his car park on the way out, off he goes. So my car is now parked in the car park without a ticket, which means it theoretically can't get out.
Ah, right.
The idea is that I'm going to phone up for recovery again, possibly under an assumed name, to get the car home again. And I figure that when the next recovery vehicle comes in, they will have to get a ticket.
Yeah.
My car on the back of their van, and we can drive out with their ticket.
Clever.
I go and do the gig. It's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, okay.
Part two of this story will continue later on in the show. But right now, I want to play a track by a band that sent us something this week. Now, I'm sorry this is quite a long link, but I have got something to read out here. This is a band called The Dangerous Aces.
Okay.
Who are from, I believe, Manchester. And they sent us this the CD through Denial Responsibility. They are via, or certainly involved with, TNS. Because there's a write-up on the back of the CD from Andy, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man Davis. This CD is not what I was expecting. It is great though, but I want to read out the press release. Here we go. Dear Punk Rocker, Rude Boy, Rude Girl, Psycho, Urbra, Mutant Piss, Can, Mod, Skinhead, Swayhead, Metal, Hippie, Skater, Music Lover. Here's a copy of the debut album from Manchester-based street punk band The Dangerous Aces. Really hope you enjoy it, and if it's not your thing, pass it on to someone else who may enjoy it. The Dangerous Aces' Denial Responsibility was a long time coming, but we think the wait was worth it. Any feedback is more than welcome. We can be contacted at band@thedangerousaces.co.uk. Be well, and when you're rocking, don't forget to roll. There seems to be a lot of space left on this page, so I thought I'd fill it with a recipe for sticky date pudding.
Mmm.
Ingredients: 300g/12 oz of pitted dates, 2 teaspoons bicarbonate of soda, 600ml of boiling water, 120g/5 oz unsalted butter, 200g/8 oz brown sugar, 1 vanilla bean inside scraped out, 2 eggs, 460g/18 oz of plain flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 300g/12 oz of chocolate buttons, open brackets, use good quality dark chocolate, close brackets, and for the butterscotch sauce, 800g of brown sugar, 400g unsalted butter, and 450ml of cream. Method: mix the dates and bicarbonate soda together, pour the boiling water over the dates, and let stir for 10 minutes to soften the dates. Combine the sugar, butter, and vanilla bean and whisk until creamy. Add in the eggs, then the date mixture. Sift the flour and baking powder into a large bowl and then fold through into the date mixture. Add the chocolate buttons right at the end. Pour into your cake tin over the top of the sauce, which creates the beautiful sticky texture. Bake at 180 degrees for half an hour, then turn down the heat to 160 degrees and cook for a further hour. Test with a skewer, then let cool for an hour on the bench before turning out. Poach the strawberries while the pudding is cooking. To make the butterscotch sauce, line a springform tin with greased aluminium foil to prevent the pudding from seeping out while it's cooking. Boil all the ingredients together for 5 minutes or until the mixture goes brown and thickens slightly. Be careful because it can boil over the side. Pour half the sauce into the lined and greased cake tin and keep the other half for later. Serves 8. Preparation time 20 minutes. Cooking time 1.5 hours. Hope you've got all that, Tony. I know you like baking.
I do like my baking.
And now a song that goes with it perfectly. The Dangerous Aces. Oh, by the way, what's The Dangerous Aces' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDangerousAces.
It is. Tony 3, poorly being the internet one. This is Johnny's Got an Ass Bone. We'll be right back.
города. Is he a criminal? What kind of soul having stuck at a man? He's getting bored of his anti-social behavior. Order. Greedy creatures a little loud and they don't like his social crowd. Rats upon our just like a gay animal, turning him into a real criminal. Anti-social behavior. Order. Is he a criminal? What kind of soul having stuck at a man? He's getting bored of his anti-social behavior. Order. Go see a fight for Johnny Gango. Can't go where you're at, Johnny's gone out. But we're going to see a fight for Johnny Gango. Can't go where you're at, Johnny's gone out. Anti-social behavior order. Is he a criminal? Well, kind of, sorry. Stuck at a man, he's getting bored of his anti-social behavior order.
Is not the answer.
Dangerous Aces, Tony. Sorry about waffling on so much in that last section, but there were two big things I wanted to get off my chest, and one of them was only half done. Oh my God, I talk a lot. That was the Dangerous Aces. I imagine, Tony, for the last week, you probably, even though you've been desperately wanting to tell me about a promotion for internet-based flowers,
yeah,
that you've probably, in your rush and your busyness, forgotten all about our friends GoDaddy.com.
You'd be right.
Let me tell you all about them as we listen to Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's Idiot dub version by somebody.
Okay.
Essentially, GoDaddy.com are a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SELs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructors, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY410, that's...
PUNKY410.
...into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY411 code, that's...
PUNKY411.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of my clients who use them.
Now the fun starts. Punky412, that's...
Punky412.
Gives you 30% off all .com domains, and just when it couldn't get any crazier, Punky20H1, that's...
Punky20H1.
Drops 20% off hosting plans, and... Punky125, that's...
Punky125.
Gets you a brazen 25% off any order of 65 quid or more. And finally, Punky SSL, that's...
Punky SSL.
Which allows you to buy standard SSL certificates for £12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Nice.
I thought I was going to mess that up at one point, Tony.
No, it's fine.
It's all worked out, has it?
Yeah, it's all fine.
Shall I do a talented clap? Yes, I should. Right, so anyway, mate, you know how we played Kitty in a Casket the other week and I met them in at the cycling meeting in Spain?
Okay, yeah.
I thought I'd play them as well, and I thought I'd change things around for the second half of the show, working on the base that the first half was all pretty much doom and gloom with Last Man Standing, Psy, Self-Pity and Johnny's Got an Asbo. And I actually played that song. I meant to say I played Johnny's Got an Asbo because it looks like the government are phasing out Asbos.
Oh yeah, they aren't they?
Yeah, and because I mean, I think it makes sense to a certain extent that I think people have been starting to use Asbos as a badge of honour, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
It's a show-off thing to have an Asbo, fucking wankers. So anyway, the second half of the show will be cheerier, starting off with a lovely happy number from Kitty in a Casket, My Cannibal Paradise.
Tune.
So, Tony, how I wanted to introduce that was, if you like Mittel European girl-fronted horror pop emo Billy, have I got a band for you.
All right.
That was the very, very wonderful Pity in a Casket there from their album Horror Express. Now, the last time we played a track of theirs, we played it at the girl Kitty herself's request, that we played the Halloween, which is very clever because Halloween, you see, but if you do W-I-E-N, that's how the Viennese spell Vienna. So it was actually Halloween, and I didn't notice that. I just thought that's how they spelled Halloween, and now I've realised it's Halloween. So anyway, but that was from the EP that she wanted to play, and this time around I've picked one off their album Horror Express, which is out now on Crazy Love Records. Website for Crazy Love, to find out more is crazylovecrecords.de, they being a German-based label. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Kitty in a Casket's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Kitty in a Casket.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 1. I still don't think I've got chances, though, of an honourable draw this week. You're listening to the Dead 60 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Tony, have you got a gig, guys?
I haven't this week.
Well, in that case, then, what an ideal opportunity for you to tell people how to send their gig guides to you.
Yep. So, for my Tony's International Gig Guide, which goes, it has a theme song, it goes a little bit something like this.
Tony's International Gig Guide.
So, if you have a band yourself, or there's a gig near you that you'd like to tell people about anywhere in the world, because it is an international gig guide, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, to let us know the details of the gig, so who's playing, where the gig's at, and pricing information, anything like that. Send it through to me and I'll read it out on the show that's closest to the event, or if it's a big event a few weeks in advance. So tony@punkyradio.com.
Send your and it's guide. Worth it. An extra couple of people normally go along.
Yeah, and it's free. So
right, so do that.
Yeah.
So part two of my story of horror on Saturday night. It wasn't really a story of horror. The gig went really well. After the gig, I phoned up another recovery service.
Okay.
Having procured the name and details of somebody who may be a friend or relative with right. said recovery service, pretend to be that person and explain to said recovery service that my car had broken down in a car park in Bath and I needed to get it back to Letchworth.
Okay.
Said recovery service were absolutely marvellous, said they'd get someone down straight away. I go back to the car where the recovery service weren't going to recover things themselves. They outsourced to various recovery companies. One of which phoned me up to say, right, we've got a bloke coming down in 45 minutes. He's only going to get you as far as junction 18 of the M4, where another bloke will pick you up. He can only take you 60 miles because of European law and its relative diktats, which say that if you don't have the tachograph on a vehicle, you can only travel within a 60-mile radius of your place of work after a certain time of night. He's going to get you as far as Reading Services, where another company will pick your car up and they'll take it the rest of the way back home.
Blimey.
I went, oh, today's going to be 25 hours long. The guy shows up. He loads me on the back of the van. He doesn't think it's the same problem the other bloke did. I didn't say anything about it because he didn't even look at it. I just told him what had happened and where it was, because obviously I didn't want him to know that someone else had already looked at said vehicle.
Mm.
But yeah, on the back of the van, it takes about half an hour. He drives me up junction 18 in the M4. It takes about half an hour. Where it takes about half an hour to get my car off his lorry onto the next one. I'm then in the next van, which I'm in for about an hour and a half with the next bloke, getting from junction 18 to Reading Services junction, which is about junction 11. Where it then takes another half hour to get my car off his van and then my car back onto another van. And I have to sign a bit of paper when we get off in this other bloke's handwriting and do another signature that's not mine, and it's all really dodgy. Right, and then I get on this other van, and the bloke on the other van, I'm pretty sure, he's absolutely sure that I'm not the person that I'm claiming to be, and I'm a little bit scared about the whole thing. But oh yeah, but the first van, we've gone at 56 miles an hour because there's a speed limiter on a van going at 56 miles an hour. On vans like that, European directives and all that coming, yeah. Everything's going 56 miles an hour. Anyway, when I get on this van with this guy, clearly doesn't think I'm the bloke I say I am, and he asks me a number of leading questions, most of which I nearly mess up. just about get away with. I do notice we're going over 56 miles an hour, and he said, oh yeah, I've taken the speed limiter off. We both want to get home, don't we? I went, yes, we do. So we rock around the M25 at 70 miles an hour, and I think, excellent, if this bloke tries anything, I've got it that he was travelling too fast for European law, thus endangering my life. And then he said, do you want a fag? I went, yeah, all right. So I had a fag with him in his cab, a place of work, according to European law. I thought, I've got this bloke over a fucking barrel here. If he does try anything at all, I'll bring those two things up. I'm in the clear. He didn't. He was all right. We got back. I got him to drop the car off at the garage where it was in for a service on Wednesday anyway. This was the last journey I was going to do in it before it had a service. It was one journey too far. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but it could be as much as £2,000, wow. Which is probably the retail value of the car. Right. It could be a buy-off. It could be an insurance right. I don't know what I'll do. You know, I don't know how it works. I don't know. I'll basically next week I will have information.
Are you assuming it's cam belt then, or worst case cam belt?
I'm assuming the worst.
Right. Which is new engine, which isn't it? If that's gone, basically.
So I'm expecting the worst, so that for once I might actually not be too upset when I find out the results. Because as you know, Tony, I've always been a glass half full kind of guy.
Yeah.
But what I've been finding in recent months is I am a glass half full kind of guy, and then I find out that the glass was in fact half empty, and it's starting to piss me off. So on this occasion, I'm working on the basis the glass is completely empty, and if there's any fucking booze left in it, I'll be over the moon. There we go. Right. Here's a band that are very much glass half full. A great band, Tony, that I don't know whether you've ever had any dealings with them down here. A band called Eastside Jimmy. Have you ever spoken about them before?
No.
Excellent band based in Stevenage, Hertfordshire. They were a three-piece for years. I first found out about them when I was at university, when a bloke that I lived with at university, that sounds wrong, was a fan of the band, and we actually got them up to do the uni while we were there. Long, long time ago, and they were great. And I sort of kept in touch with them through the mid 90s, and then lost touch with them. And I think they sort of disbanded, but then they got back together to support Krongen, who you might remember we played on the show, and I was a very good friend. Floyd, the sadly dead guitarist of Krongen, he wasn't dead when he was with them. Interestingly, another member of that band, John Thurlow of Krongen, is now playing guitar with Eastside Jimmy. So there you go, it's all a lovely little that's how it works out in my world sort of thing. Also, this is a 5-track EP just out called Rocket, with a very similar typesetting and feel of the sleeve and cover to Verbal Warnings, which is also done in a kind of Soviet sort of font. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, so slightly backward letters kind of thing. Or
yeah, well, it's got that kind of is it a Cyrillic alphabet?
I think it is,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got that kind of alphabet and very much kind of Soviet propaganda artwork on it. It looks nice. 5-track EP. We will play one other track of it. I'll only play one more of this. There's only 5 tracks on it, and we'd rather you bought it. What do I know, Tony? What is Eastside Jimmy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/EastsideJimmy?
No. MySpace.com/TheEastsideJimmy. It's Tony 4, Paulie B the Internet 2. This is Shake It.
I'll take you home if you don't leave me at the front door. Your body's cold, but girl, you're getting so warm. I was thinking of ways that I could get inside. My food is stirring me up. I think I'm falling in love. And if I do it like this, will you do it right? If I touch you like this, will you touch you right back? If I move it like this, will you move it like that? Shake, 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 shake. You're looking at me, but I know there's nobody there. places that I could hide. The fiends stir me up. I think I'm falling in love. And if I do it like this, will you do it like that? If I touch you like this, will you touch you right back? If I move it like this, will you move it like that? Come on!
Shake, 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 shake.
Eastside Jimmy, Shake It, Tony. You're listening to Guana Bass underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Eastside Jimmy were described by the local press to the North Hertfordshire area in the late 80s as a cross between The Clash and The Monkees.
All right. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, have you got any plans this weekend, Tony?
Not massive this weekend. I've been a bit work obsessed.
Yeah, well, you might have a plan now, Tone. Weren't we just talking about
it? Oh, God, shit. I've got a memory of a goldfish. Well, funny you should ask that.
It was about seconds ago.
I know.
So, Tone, do you think you might have a plan on Friday?
Actually, yeah, I might be going out this Friday.
Really?
Yeah. I've been invited to a gig by our friend Baz Barrett. He's having a birthday gig in Nottingham. This
Excellent.
Friday on the 6th Friday? Must be.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got five bands playing, Freaks Outing, Hasbro Peep Show, Good Skies Ahead, The Backy, and One Car Pileup. So, and it's free. So,
well,
might be
what a brilliant thing.
That. Yeah, that's at the Central.
That might have been quite good for the gig guide as well.
It would have been good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wonderful man. So, yes, it's this Friday. It's absolutely brilliant. There's a chance you might be there, and there's a chance that as a result of this gig, we might be doing a bit of a Tony special in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, I can get some free CDs. I'll pop in a message, right? That would be a good idea.
Yeah. So, actually, you might be doing something this week, then.
Might well be doing. Yeah.
Might well. I'm doing three gigs this week, Tony.
Okay.
I'm doing Thursday night in Luton, Friday night Langford, Saturday night Bedford. The Luton gig is at the Ashcroft Arms in Stopsley, my mate Steve's pub, and features Robbie Bonham, who is flying over again from Ireland to work for me, because he's such a nice bloke, and he's had his hair cut. Let's see how he gets on with that. He's supported by Craig Murray, who I've worked before. He's an absolutely brilliant comic who only lives down the road, but it's not enough to stop him wanting to stay over. It is a bit of a drink-up. There's going to be stories next week, Tony. Friday night, I'm in Langford. At a regular gig I do there at the Ivy Leaf Club, and this month tickets are still available, so if you're in the Langford area, get in touch with the Ivy Leaf Club. Brilliant comedy show this Friday, again featuring Robbie Bonham and our good friend Silky, who's on as well. So Craig's only doing the Thursday night. Silky and Robbie are there. Tickets for that show are £10. Show starts 8:30. You'll be, if you know where the club is, or if you just fancy a night out and haven't thought of anything already, go to that show, because as I know, they normally sell out, but they've got some tickets left for this one, so they asked me to say that. Saturday night, I'll be back at the Pad in Bedford with the same bill, Robbie Bonham and Silky, for our summer special. And tickets for that are £8, £6 advance. I will again be doing my brand of DJing after the show at the Loaded thing, when basically me and Roch, he DJs, I tell him what to play, and every time he puts a song on I like, I go and dance to it. That's my kind of DJing. That's what I'm doing this week. But there are Facebook event pages for the Luton and Bedford ones. For the Luton show this Thursday, just type in comedy at the Ashcroft and you'll find it. And for the Bedford show, the Last Minute Comedy Club Summer Special. That's that this week. Next week, I've got loads to tell you about. I will just mention that Thursday, August the 12th, week after next week, in other words, is my Star Trek show. Is Star Trek Voyager good for you? At the Camden Fringe. Again, tickets still available for that. If you type in, is Star Trek Voyager good for you, to Google, you will find out all about it. Or you can track it down on the Camden Free Fringe, the Camden Fringe website, which is, I think, camdenfringe.org. Right. Have you got anything else to add here?
Don't think so. No.
Right, in that case then, let's go, let's depunkify ourselves a little and get some yee-hawing going on. This is Boot Scraper.
In the seas and the oceans, there's a name on the air. A beast of a man with a thousand-yard stare. A programme, a mutinous dog as his.
Gafflet-shanking gizzards all over the place.
The coves and the bays from men tremble with fear.
Dreading the night that his black flag appears. He'll torch your whole city to the sound of this ditty. With this thick lack of pity, he'll have sex with your wife.
Well, it rained all summer long, with poison in the cone. Something cried down in the old watering hole. You got it now, never could be told. Well, nothing dried up our eyes, still she couldn't see for life. Closed ours up in the dead room to die. So I grew up a joke out the sky.
That was Boots Scraper Tony and the old watering hole. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. What I want to know is, what is Boot Scraper's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Boot Scraper?
No, MySpace.com/Boot Scraper Music. Oh. Poorly being the internet 3, Tony 4. One track left. Oh yeah. This is from the album Country and Eastern. Now, this wasn't the album I was expecting. It's come through, I think it has come through on the wonderful TNS, That's Not Skanking label, and is not representative of their oeuvre, as you've just heard. This is highfalutin, honky-tonk, country punk, I suppose, but just not, and even from the front cover, I don't think the front cover gives away what it's going to be. And at the front cover, they look more like they're going to be like the Kings of Nothing. Do you remember we played them a bit?
Oh, God, yeah.
It looks more akin to that, but then isn't. Anyway, a very interesting album indeed. 11 tracks on it, some great songs on there. We will be playing one or two others in the coming weeks, I should think. Yes, so I've just realised that halfway through that sentence had nowhere to go other than check out Boot Scraper. Right. I've been talking so much, I think I've run out of mind. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations for the past couple of weeks. I still need more, as always, so if you don't want me to run out of twat, and no one would really want that, would they? If you, please email me your nominations. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Email it to me, tony@punkyradio.com. This one is from George, who's formerly of the Eclectic Mix, now Sounds of Ambience.
Hang on, but he's still doing Eclectic Mix, isn't he?
Well, this is formerly off, so I
oh, right,
not.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, George, I thought you were still doing that.
Oh. I guess he goes on to say, Tony, with all the twattage I experience on a daily basis, it's hard to imagine that there can be a dearth of twat stories available to the punky listener. So allow me to offer one that happened to me when I visited your fair country a couple of years ago. This one is about Ms. Margaret Shields of Inverness.
I was hoping this would be something Scottish.
Before I start, I'll acknowledge that Paulie will probably spout Samuel Johnson's quote, "The noblest prospect which a Scotchman ever sees is the high road that leads into England." Alas, the 10 days I spent in Scotland exceeded my expectations.
Oh, yes, Tony. And the fact that all Scotland really does is keep the rain off England.
Yeah. 10 days I spent in Scotland exceeded my expectations in almost every way, with a singular exception. My girlfriend and I took a tour around the Isles of Skye, Harris and Lewis.
Which are beautiful.
Yeah. On our way back, the Stornoway to Ullapool ferry had mechanical problems and was delayed by several hours. Not a problem, we had a confirmed reservation at Ard Gowan in Inverness. So we continued.
That sounds like Ard Gowan.
So we continued on.
Probably Ard Gowan, Tony, actually.
Probably Ard Gowan, yeah, probably. So we continued on, arriving late at the bed and breakfast. Ms. Shields appeared a bit annoyed when we arrived. We weren't all that late, perhaps about 8 p.m. or so. The room was easily the chintziest we had encountered on our trip.
Oh, that's chintzy.
Chintzy. Every other place had numerous pleasures. Some even offered freshly baked scones. But we were greeted with two packs of what I can only describe in the best sense as flavoured cardboard. No matter. The next morning, during breakfast, we told Miss Shields that we would pay her as soon as we got our money from the bank. This was by design. Our plan was to budget our trip carefully and arrive in Inverness with little money. The less money changed, the more saved. The plan was to use the Barclays Bank in Inverness to get the last of the money we would need for our trip, as my bank in the States allows for withdrawing at Barclays ATM machines without charge. As she did not accept credit cards, this was necessary, as we only had about £50 between the two of us. And we finished breakfast, and before leaving, Miss Shields asked if she could turn the sheets in our room. No problem, go for it. As soon as the Barclays Bank opened, we entered and I got the needed money for our final few days in Scotland. Upon returning, we found all of our belongings already packed and our suitcases by the back door. My jaw hit my chest as I tried to take this all in. We were getting the bum's rush. My girlfriend said that she wanted to go to the room to make sure that everything was out of there. Miss Shields said that she would do that, but I said that I would help her and followed her up the stairs. Fortunately, nothing had been left. We got in the rented car and I started to back out. Allow me to mention that although I had rented the smallest car I have ever seen, There was little more than a foot and a half on either side of the car between the house and a stone wall. The last thing I wanted to do was be arguing with the car rental place about a scratched car, so I was very careful in the process. I happened to look over at her as I was backing out and saw that she was furiously waving me on, apparently feeling that my care was keeping her from more pressing issues. So there are 10 days in Scotland with something to remember for a lifetime. I have to say that we both felt Ms. Margaret Shields of Inverness to be the singular exception. For that, I'd like to nominate Ms. Margaret Shields of Inverness for the Is a Twat category. Cheers, George, as I say, formerly of Eclectic Mix, now Sounds of Ambience. I think that's fair enough.
Gosh, I mean, she's a daft old bitch, isn't she?
Yeah.
How fucking rude is that? But I mean, personally, Tony, as a very, very lazy individual, I would be over the moon if when I checked out of a hotel they packed my bags for me. Right. But I can understand the concern in that they might not have packed them the way you want them to do, and they may have removed things like money and the such like while they were doing it, and so she's out of order. So yeah, let's go for it. George is a great man, he wouldn't have sent this in lightly.
Exactly. So Miss Margaret Shields of Inverness
is a twat. Absolutely fair enough.
Yeah,
now so. For a bunch of twats, Tony.
Okay.
The teeth.
Right.
I got an email from the teeth saying, look, would you consider this for your show? Can we send you a CD? I had a look at their page and I went, yeah, do you know what? You definitely can be considered for this show. Particularly if one song on your electro-punk CD that you have, that I'm more than happy to say cheered me up no end, and it's a great way to finish the show this week. What I want, this is from I think a sort of demo CD that they've sent me. It doesn't appear to be available for sale. It may be, but the best way to find out is to go to their MySpace page, Tony, which is
myspace.com/ The Teeth Music.
No, myspace.com/ We Are The Teeth. It's Paulie B in the Internet 4, Tony 4. And finally, I get a song written about me that I know is about me and makes sense. It's absolutely about me. Tony, this is God of Sex.
Next to me, you're my mind.
That's the Teeth, Tony. A little bit of electro punk for you there. A very bizarre song, God of Sex. I was enjoying listening to it. I imagine it to be my new theme tune.
Okay.
My walk on music in life. When I was going around Sainsbury's today, because I live on the edge.
Nice.
I was humming a made-up rockabilly instrumental to myself quite loudly, just doing the bass line. Minding my own business. And as I was standing by the fruit juice, this woman tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, what are you doing?" What you should be doing this week is the following.
Oh, yeah. Voting for the podcast, Alex. It's a new month. And we've had very little votes because it's the 2nd of August today, so please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com, and at the top is a please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment because I'll read them out. Thank you very much for that. And also please do review us at iTunes. Again, on punkyradio.com, on the left there's an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes, where you can log in and review us. You do need to log in, so you have to have an account to do that. But after all that, it's all free, and your reviews really do help us. One review has significant impact on the visibility of our show. So please do that. 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out.
Very, very sensible indeed. Don't forget, I'm on in... I'm on in Luton, Langford and Bedford this week. Hope to see you down at one of those gigs, and you might see Tony at the gig at the Central in Nottingham on Friday. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.